The floors in the houses in days, you scrubbed them with sand.
Yeah.
See, just wood floors, pine floors, and you'd take and get sand and put it on the floor, and a brush, you know, and just scrub the daylights out of them. And that yellow pine would just be just as plain, you know, look plain. People used to say you could eat off the floor, you know. In other words, when you kept your floors like that, you were considered a good housekeeper. You know? Anyhow, this went on, see, and we played and played and played. Well, first thing you know, winter come. Well, we made a big fire. It turned off and norther come out. Temperature just dropped, boom. Went in there and made a big fire. About the time we got that fire made, that next morning, see, it was cold. That norther popped out, and that wind went to whipping, and it just blew through them cracks that we'd cut in that mortar, you know, and caused a downdraft, you know. All that soot that had been in that chimney just began to fly out in the house, you know. It got all over bed clothing, floors, and everything else. And my daddy went out to investigate and found out what had happened. Lord have mercy. You talking about woodshed psychology? I've got plenty of it.
Woodshed psychology?
Boy, he told me it. And, of course, they put fire out, you know what I mean, and chinked it up. That day I had to go down by the shipyard and they dug a ditch. Of course, the shipyard wasn't there, you know, it was just a field. We picked blackberries and all.
Mm-hmm.
One old man had a dairy up, old man Ryder had a dairy up at one end of it. And I found some clay. Well, everybody knew where it was, you know. But I had to get that clay and went back and I had to mix that stuff up, dilute it, you know, and chink them bricks back together. I never did knock no more mortar out of bricks from then on.
Now, up over the thing, you might have a kind of a
final piece?
Yeah. All right. What about some of the stuff you might have in the house? Stuff you have to sit around in?
Well, in the kitchen, you had a apparatus that you put your sugar and your bread and you heisted it up. There was a screen box. And you run that to keep the ants and the flies
away from.
It was a box and had pulleys erected in the ceiling, you know, with a rope.
And you
heisted it up, see, and that kept the little kids from getting it.
What'd you call it?
Well, I don't recollect that they called it. I can't think of a name. It was just, you put the sugar in the box.
Well, I was thinking about some of the stuff you might have, the furniture, stuff like that?
Well, furniture them days, you had a shiffer robe.
Yeah.
You put your clothes in.
Mm-hmm.
And you, of course, most of the beds that we had were iron bedsteads.
Yeah.
And we had feather mattresses. They were made from